Treat your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
Hey, welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast live every weeknight from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. That's the place to be. The reason I'm chuckling is I was wondering if I was saying, I was mocking our introduction a little bit. Not mocking it, just kind of adding to it. And Joe gave me this dirty look and then cut off the sound. But I'm not sure if it went on over the air. Hey, sometimes you just have to roll with it, you know, have fun. Anyway, we're simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, BTR, of course. And you can watch us live and by archive on our YouTube channel. Folks, subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. Help us out a little bit. By subscribing, you elevate our visibility across the internet. So hey, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's Team K9. It's our official YouTube channel, I believe, right? Joe, chime in anytime, brother.
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
You weren't listening.
I was not.
I caught him doing that. No. What's the name of our official YouTube channel?
Well, it's the official Hagman and Hagman Report. Right. You can also find it by searching
it's
term
Team
K9.
Right. K-N-E-I-N. And, of course, people make a lot of stuff out of that, right? But that stood for Northeast Intelligence Network and a former, anyway. But Team K9, but subscribe. Go ahead. It's free. Subscriptions are free. And you can watch us live and by archive on our official YouTube channel as well. Folks, go to HagmanandHagman.com. That's our show page. HagmanReport.com. That's our prep page. And, of course, we are on social networking. If you go to Hagman and Hagman, navigation is all on the right-hand side. You can see it. It's pretty clear there. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and joining us. And I want to thank Joe for keeping attention as I'm going through this, right? Joe, huh? What would you say?
It's been a long day.
I know it has. And in fact, let me tell you something, okay? At my home, Eric and Joe were kind enough to really help me out today. Of course, I had to grease them a little bit, but they were kind enough to help me out to save me. Well, they're actually doing some... shall we say home repairs. And listen to this, okay, folks, take a break for a second, okay, from really the mind melding, mind bending stuff. Listen to this, okay. We moved into another house last year, and we had to buy a refrigerator because the house didn't have a refrigerator, and the house. Anyway, long story short. My wife wanted one with the ice maker, and I could just get a cooler, me, and just set it, you know, like in the empty space, and be fine with that. Of course, my wife wanted an ice maker, and okay, so we got an ice maker. Well, now This is funny and sad at the same time. Okay, because it's sad because I'm an investigator. I should be able to, like, you know, hunt down problems with things. And it's funny because I don't know. This has got to be like a one in a million kind of situation. The other day, my wife was getting right before we came to the studio, I came to the studio and she was getting a cup of ice or something, and she hears this clink in this glass, and it's this rod about this long. It's a metal rod. And she said, "Hey, the ice maker, it's broken." Okay, now bear in mind, okay, what, 12 months, I'm thinking. So I'm thinking, okay, did we get the extended warranty or not? Now, hang on, folks. Don't turn the channel because, you know, it's going to get interesting here. So I'm thinking, okay, we get the extended warranty, so I'm looking for the warranty and all this. Well, anyway, Eric and Joe come over to the house today. And who was it? Was it Eric? I got to give credit wherever it's due. Eric? Was it Eric, the guy? Okay. Yeah, it was Eric. Eric opened an investigation because, you know, my wife said, "Hey, our ice maker's broken." And Eric's really a good, I mean, he knows, in addition to the computer stuff, he knows stuff. I don't know stuff. He knows stuff. I don't know. Like, you put an engine in front of me or like a, you know, anything that the computer especially, or buttons, and I screw things up. So anyway, to make a long story short, he says, "Let me look at it." And, he diagnosed and he fixed our ice maker. And I'll tell you what happened. And this, again, this is like a one in a million shot. I should have Eric tell this story. Are you mic'd up? All right. Well, no, you know what? I guess I could do it. All right. Here's the deal. When they brought in the refrigerator, it was when they brought in the refrigerator, they had to take the door off. So they took one of those hinges, you know, on the inside. Those hinges, the long metal things, house door. My house door. Right. That's the correct terminology. And the hinges, and you usually have three or four in the door, and they're metal. They're held in by this metal rod with a little cap on it. Well, for the last year, this has been on top of our refrigerator. My wife would dust it, you know, dust the top of the refrigerator, and she'd think, "Oh, this must be important," so she'd leave it up there. And the last time she dusted it or whatever, apparently she left the thing that was on top of the refrigerator, and somehow it rolled onto the door, and when somebody opened the door of the freezer, it dropped into the ice reservoir. Okay, so it was kind of like one in a million shot, because it had that metal thing had to be placed exactly on top of the refrigerator in exactly the right spot for it to roll the way it did, drop into the ice maker, work its way down through the ice, and then it's got this thing that makes, I don't know, this blade thing that shoots the ice out. Well, it got caught into the blade thing. All right, and in addition to that, there was another part to that. There was like a small stopper on top of that, but it was circular enough where it was okay. Anyway, nonetheless, it rolled and got into the chewy thing for the ice. See the technical knowledge here? I've got the chewy thing that makes the ice crushed up and
you can have the option of cubed ice or right. Crushed ice,
and. So, having done that, it worked its way down through the ice reservoir, hit the blade, stopped the blade, and, well, it didn't stop, it just slowed the blade down, apparently. And this little piece of metal got chewed up by the blade, and so when my wife got ice, I don't use ice, and she hit the, you know, push of the lever for the ice, the rod itself and the remnants thereof, instead of ice, plopped into the glass. Well, with ice. And I looked at that and I said, "Oh boy, you know, this is above my pay grade," thinking that something, the mechanics on the inside of the ice maker fell apart. So, anyway, again, I'm looking for the warranty and all this and can't find it, and I'm wondering, you know, what to do, and I was going to call the called the store where we got it. And anyway, Eric says, let me look at it. And here, after a 15-minute on-site investigation and a lot of use of his noodle, he said, hey, I know exactly what happened. And he recreated the crime. And basically, there it was. So it just amazed me that that it happened the way it happened. And the reason I mentioned this is, you know, first of all, why not just make cubes? Anyway, but it would be a lot easier. But I guess, you know, looking at this the way we look at life sometimes, we can look at a situation like that and immediately assume, like I did, okay, well, the parts of the ice maker it fell apart. Or it was defective. Never thinking that that piece did not belong in there. Because by the time, I mean, seriously, because, mm-hmm. I mean, you, really, how would it get from the door, the house door, into the ice maker? So, I guess the lesson, the reason I mentioned that, and there's a lesson here, and the lesson is, I think we all have to look at things with fresh eyes sometimes. You know, it's interesting that we're seeing a lot of news happen today, a lot of things taking place that appears one way. And, you know, as soon as the headline hits, you look at it and automatically you make certain assumptions. Like I did. Oh, that's from the icebreaker. No, it's not. And even though it's like a 1,000-to-1 shot, you know, higher, I don't know what the odds would be, the assumptions are incorrect. And then when you bring someone else and take a look at it and say, what do you think's going on here? And in like 15 minutes, Eric fixed and saw the problem, and he said, I don't know. I mean, can you imagine? Okay, this is how basically it happened. And he asked me, too, if the gentleman took off the door. I said, oh, yeah. And he said, do you recognize this piece? And I said, well, yeah, it came out of the ice maker. But no, do you recognize it from... Oh, when he showed me the other parts of the door. So, again, when the assumption aspect of this, don't look at something. Like, I looked at my ice maker and thought, okay, it's defective. It was a mechanical problem. No. That's not the case at all. Although quick to, you know, and the assumption would be, right? Assumption would be, hey, that's what happened. Defective or somehow got damaged, broken, whatever. When that's not the case. And it's something totally, totally unrelated. That's why we have to be careful when we're listening to others in the media, especially in the mainstream media, and certainly in the alternative media. We have to be careful of who we listen to and the conclusions we reach, especially when it comes to complex issues. So that did have a moral to it. It wasn't just an accolade for both Joe and Eric. Eric, of course, the key investigator, finding the problem and saying, hey, this is what it is. As crazy as it sounds, this is what it is. And I think that should be a lesson to kind of all of us in a sense. Because as soon as he told me that, I thought, my goodness, you know, how many times do we do that when we look at headlines or we look at important news stories? Then again, we ought not to oversimplify things either. We should look at the situation critically. In my view. So, thank you for allowing me to tell that story, as perhaps boring as it was, but kudos to our chief engineer, Eric, for his acumen and finding that out. So, anyway, Joe, let's toss it over to you. I do have, we did get, and you know this, and you cringe every time I want to do this, we did get a message from K.A., that's all I'm going to say, I'm not going to give out the real name, writing this, hi, Doug and Joe, just want to let you know, I used to watch Fox News, I used to be an avid Fox News listener, and then the Lord led me to your show. I happened to click on the May 2nd, 2014 broadcast, in 2016, that should be, and found it to be incredibly interesting, so much so that, she said May, or this individual said May 2nd, 2014, and found it to be incredibly interesting, so much so that listening to your broadcast became a habit that I'm truly grateful for. We're grateful to have you. And grateful for all of our listeners. By the way, I listen to Whole Tones, I buy supplements from Health Masters, and look forward to purchasing a Casper mattress. So you not only educate and inform us, but your product recommendations are fantastic. And that's important to me because we have people like Minuteman Stove with their rocket stove. We have American Survival Wholesale. We have Health Masters. We have Casper Mattress. We have people who are that we believe in, that we use the products ourselves. But the essence of this email is, as a matter of fact, got a call from about the IRS scam, and the phone number is, and this individual provided the phone number. Okay, did. So we're going to give that number a call in a little bit, but while we prepare for that, Joe, I'm going to kick it to you for a second. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, because I just...
We got a number of things to get into tonight, and we're going to have a Chance from American Survival Wholesale on in about 10 minutes. And then in hours 2 and 3, as we go through the news and current events, we are going to take calls as well.
So why not?
Throughout the day,
yeah,
on our open phone line Wednesday. And I don't know when the last time we've taken calls. It's been a few weeks at least, if not maybe a month. But we're going to do that today. We want to hear from our listening audience on matters from what's going on in the Middle East and Turkey to the domestic issues, from the police shootings to the RNC and the upcoming Democratic National Convention. And we'd love to hear from you. And I'll give out the phone number now, but you're going to have to wait to call.
And it's on Hagman, HagmanandHagman.com. The phone number is there. We kid around that it's unlisted, but it is on HagmanandHagman.com. So,
yeah, and the number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Don't call until we come back from the second hour, because there won't be anybody to answer the phones until then. And as I said, the owner of American Survival Wholesale, Chance, will be joining us at 7:30 to talk about survival and preparations. And we're going to
hurricane preparation.
Hurricane preparation.
I took it right out of your mouth, didn't I? Hurricane preparation.
I didn't know we were talking about hurricane preparation.
Yeah, I talked to Chance once today. And
you know, it's probably a good time to talk about that. We've been in the U.S. without a major hurricane for a number of years now, but looking at some of the weather models and sea surface temperatures, it appears that it is the perfect storm this year for really intense hurricanes, both in the Gulf and in the Atlantic, but more specifically,
yeah,
the Gulf, as some articles today had pointed out, from NOAA to the Weather Channel.
Now, do you think, Joe, do you think that this is going to, and folks, this is not just idle banter, if you're looking at in the north, northeast specifically, we're having much less than average rainfall.
Yep.
You've got the lack of hurricanes, or lack of really storm activity. I shouldn't say lack, but it's certainly a marked decrease in the Gulf and such.
There's a heat dome in the middle of the country.
Right.
It's going to be, I mean, even here, it's going to be in the 90s for, I don't know.
It's going to be in the 90s this weekend.
It's going to be hovering around 90 for a week, but they say in the middle of the country, north middle of the country, there's going to be about 100 to 115 degree temperatures throughout the weekend into next week. They're calling it the heat dome.
Yeah.
And we all know how dangerous the heat can be, especially for older people, children, and people who are out in the heat, especially at those temperatures.
Exactly. A couple of things I want to get into before the program, we really get into the program, is I got an email. I'm not sure of the legitimacy of this. I haven't checked with InfoWars, but it was my understanding that perhaps Joe Biggs was taken to the hospital with burns or burns related.
After you said that, I checked the site. There was nothing there about that yet.
Not life-threatening, it doesn't sound like, but if you watched, for example, I think it was yesterday when there was a kerfuffle with Alex Jones and whatever. Okay, the chief split Jones and his crew away from the communists, who really kind of
the three communists.
Well, no, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
I saw at least.
No, I saw a different. There were a couple. If you look hard enough, you can find outside of InfoWars, you can find the video on there. And I will say this: Alex Jones, in my view, was attacked. I mean, I looked at it, and again, you've
he
got
was
to,
pushed first.
He was, yeah, and there was, you know, if you're not in that confined space. Of course, he walked in willingly, and he's the one with the bullhorn, and he walked in willingly. So, I mean, there is that. But given the fact that he's got cojones the size of, you know, basketballs. And if you're offended by that, well, then you're going to be offended by a lot of things in this program. But Joe said, yeah, speak for yourself. Anyway, folks, look, we need the mouthpiece out there. We need the people out there to call these elites on the carpet and say, you're the criminals. And, of course, Alex Jones is doing just that. And I give him all the credit for his actions, and I'm behind him 100%. I do want to say if the report that Joe Biggs got burnt by a flag burner, communist flag burner today, and had to be treated in the hospital.
Was he too close to the flag, or was this an actual assault?
No. You know what? The email I received did not have any specifics. Okay, so.
Because I read that 7 people were arrested in flag burning protest.
My guess, knowing Joe, he probably tried to tamp out the fire, I would suspect.
Yeah.
That's just my view, but I don't know.
He's been on the show before, yeah. And he's
a great guy.
Yeah,
and he's a good patriot. He's a good American. I believe that he and I share the same conservative social views, and that's all in that particular format that matters. So anyway, this KA had sent this email and provided, folks, 20 plus million scammed out of from senior citizens, from people who are not, you know, don't know about this kind of stuff, by these supposed IRS scammers. Now, I'm going to call. I received the telephone number, a new telephone number, one that I did not have yet, from these people who say they're from the IRS. And just for the people who I got emails from saying, well, you probably should check with your attorneys before you do this. Done and done. Okay, so no worries there. Believe me, in this litigious society, you hurt someone's feelings, it could be worth $10 million. Who knows? All right.
Why don't we wait till after Chance comes on? He's going to be on in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't notice the time. Well, we're coming for you, IRS scammers.
In the top of the second hour, after we open the phone lines while callers are lining up, we can do that right out of the get-go in hour number two. Also, an announcement, two announcements. One, tomorrow, Paul McGuire will be on our show.
Let me
see if I got the confirmation yet.
Yeah, Paul McGuire tomorrow. And then Steve Quayle
tomorrow.
And Dave Hodges together. You know, we talked about this, Joe, you and I, and I talked to Dave Hodges, I talked to Steve Quayle individually, and they agreed to come on together. And 2 years ago, I think, when did you say that program was? I had written it down. I think it was February 20th, 2013, they were on together, right? Or was that something else I'm looking at?
Did you say February or May?
Oh, that was May. Yeah, disregard that. What am I thinking?
Yeah, I'll do a check. If I remember correctly, it was May 24th, 2013.
All right. We've done a lot, but this is going to be a good program, and we could have played that program last time that they were on, talking about Russia and talking about NATO and talking about the geopolitical events overseas and in here in the United States. They both were right on the money. So, what about the UN trucks? Is it just BS, or is there something to it? What about Obama and the UN? What about the elections?
Some Obama UN news today.
Yeah, this is the same thing you had. I think.
Well, this is on
notes.
Parental rights. Obama and UN joined forces to assault parental rights.
Yeah,
you can actually find this from InfoWars, and it talks about the Agenda 2030, the UN's. Agenda, the post-2015 agenda rolled into Agenda 2030, and how these two are joining forces to combat parental roles in not only the United States but across the globe. And we'll get into that.
They want your kids!
More in the second hour, as Chance from American Survival Wholesale is on with us now.
Hurricane preparation. Look, I don't want to get hit by a hurricane. I want to be prepared. So what do I do? Let's go to Chance.
Stay in Erie?
Well, you know, we had a hurricane up here. I mean, that did affect us, but actually twice, but it's all right. Chance, talk to us, brother.
Blessings, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
What's up?
All right, guys. So tonight we are going to talk about hurricane preparation, what to do, what not to do, and why. Guys, this training is going to be solution-based. So anyone listening, please get your pens and paper ready. Before we start, though, Joe, I spoke to you about this today. I wanted to share a poem that was written by a 15-year-old high school student in Minnesota. Normally we would pray now, but this hit me so hard, guys. I just want to share it with the listening audience. This poem is entitled New School Prayer. Now I sit me down in school, where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. But they've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen, and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. Folks, from the mouths of babes to your ears, what lies ahead of us for our youth? I wonder, where is the line of the sand? Where is the line of the sand?
That's a very moving poem, especially from a person who's still in school.
Absolutely, especially from a 15-year-old.
Thanks for sharing that, Chance.
Absolutely. So, yeah, tonight we're going to talk about hurricane training, but I want to start with some things that a lot of people might or know or not know. For example, hurricane, it's also called a typhoon or tropical cyclone. A Category 5 hurricane can produce gusts up to 475 miles per hour during its tropical storm phase, called also a storm surge. Hurricanes like Ivan and Francis produced over 100 tornadoes each. In 1987, Hurricane Emily was clocked, moving in a forward direction at 68.5 miles per hour. Folks, that's not wind. That is travel speed, faster than many of our speed limits on U.S. freeways. A hurricane from beginning to end can last up to 30 days and maybe 1,400 miles wide. A hurricane can release 600 trillion watts of heat energy. Folks, that's 200 times the world's total electrical generating capacity. So now we understand the awesome power of a hurricane. How do we prepare? Number one, secure your property by doing the following. Install permanent storm shutters on your windows. If that's not an option, pre-cut 5/8 inch plywood to fit all window openings and install them prior to any advisory. Number two, bring in all lawn furniture, toys, outdoor decorations, garbage cans, and anything else that's not tied down because they can become a missile in a hurricane. Clear all of your rain gutters and downspouts. Inspect to see if they're properly secured to your home. Place large and heavy objects against your garage door on the inside to prevent your door from blowing out, causing expensive structural damage. Keep your trees and your shrubs trimmed to make them more resistant to high winds. Know your elevation. If you're new to the area, you must know if your land is prone to flooding. It is a fact that more people lost their lives from freshwater inland flooding associated with hurricanes than any other type of storm. And, Doug, this is for you. Please, please, don't forget your animals. Bring in your pets and keep them calm. On a personal note, in the 1990s, I was a Red Cross volunteer, and I can't tell you how many folks were reporting lost pets. It's important. Don't forget about your dogs and cats. So now we spoke about
that's right. You do. I'm coming. I'm coming for you. So sorry about that.
That's right. So now we have spoken about preparing for a hurricane. Let's talk about prep and what to do during a hurricane. Must-have items. Several flashlights with extra batteries, or our flashlights that don't require batteries. I had to sneak that in, guys. A working AM/FM radio, preferably with a NOAA band, also with extra batteries, or our Voyager 7 band with NOAA bands that does not require batteries. A hurricane wrench. This is a specialty wrench that allows you to turn off your natural gas meter by hand, which we offer as well. And if you have propane, guys, don't forget to turn off that valve prior to a hurricane. Also, food for at least 7 days per person in the home. And 50 gallons of water per person also in the home. First aid supplies, duct tape, and a proper bug out bag.
Chance, before you go on, Chance, hold on a second. I've got to ask. Okay, you got four people in the house. Okay, I'm just saying, if you have four people in the house, 50 gallons of water per person per day, right? Is that what you said?
No. 50 gallons of water that will last 7 days. So that's for 1 week.
Oh, okay. So even that, that's 200 gallons for four people. Let's say a husband, wife, and two kids. That's four people, and then of course your pet. Would require a little bit less, I'm sure. But where do you store it? I mean, if you live in a high rise type situation, or if you live in a mobile home, God forbid if you're in a hurricane. But where do you store it? Okay, because I know we're gonna get emails saying, well, how am I gonna store 200 gallons of water in my closed in space?
There are very creative ways of storing water. For example, we carry what they call a bathtub bladder. This bladder goes into a standard bathtub and will hold by itself at least 35 gallons of water by itself, right? So if you have a spare bathroom, you can hold 35 gallons there. We also have BPA-free containers, and that's important, folks. The water gallon jugs that you buy at the store, they're not BPA-free. If they get warm, if they get over 80 degrees, plastic will leach into your water. So store your water in BPA-free containers. We carry the 5-gallon reservoirs. They're collapsible, and this is what's nice, Doug. You don't need to fill them until you receive the hurricane advisory, and then once you do, then you can place them in areas of the house, and we're going to talk about this later, where the family is going to be. So, again, they're collapsible. You can store them in any closet, in a garage, anywhere, until you're ready to use them.
Thanks, Chance. Okay. Because, I know a lot of people are going to, say, well, how in the world do I do that? And so you do have the product and then the advice later on. Okay. Got it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. So during a hurricane, I'm going to give you guys some more tips, and then at the end, we're going to go to in a different direction. And I want folks to, email us. So, during a hurricane, take refuge in a small interior room, a closet, or hallway on the first floor. That's very important. Stay away from all windows and doors. Keep your refrigerator and freezer closed as much as possible. So every time you open up your refrigerator, you're taking out 4 degrees, okay? If you must evacuate or you are instructed to do so, please know the suggested escape route set out by your county, city, or local department, and also take your bug out bag with you, which hopefully most of you have now. Do not be fooled if there is a lull in the storm. This could be the eye of the hurricane with much more to come. Guys, here's what I'd like to do, because we could get into a lot more information, but what I'd like to do is anyone listening tonight, American Travel Wholesale has set aside the next couple of days to reach out and speak to every listener on specific details for their areas, especially if you're located in the Gulf or along the Atlantic seaboard. We have some more information from you and some bonuses. So everyone listening tonight or later, please reach out to us by email with a good phone number to call you back. We want to spend time with you, helping you prepare for events like this. And more. The call is free. The information is free. And those that do, we do have a bonus waiting for you. So email us at bugoutamerica@usa.com. Again, that's bugoutamerica@usa.com. Thank you, gentlemen. It's always an honor.
Wow. Very, very good. Well, thank you. That's generous. Folks, take advantage of this. Look, preparation advice from Chance, American Survival Wholesale. I mean, I'd like to think that you know that we take care of our listeners, we protect our listeners, and I hope you know that American Survival Wholesale also takes care of their customers. And this is one way, the practical outreach. And if you do live in a hurricane prone area and you have questions, especially if you're a woman, infirmed or impaired, kind of like me sometimes mentally. No, I mean, you know, look, take advantage of it. Rely on someone else's expertise. And so take advantage of that. It's very generous of you, Chance, and we really appreciate that. Anything else that we should go over that we haven't touched on?
No, it's absolutely our pleasure. And then again, the reason why we want folks to reach out to us is everyone has specific needs, and we're willing to spend the time with them, ask them certain questions, and from those questions, give them solutions. And so we're going to take the next couple of days, just email us, and we'll call you back. We'll take the next couple of days and spend the time with you to give you those solutions.
All right, Chance, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, of course, folks, take advantage of that offer. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for both the poem and the advice. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys as well.
All right.
Have a good evening.
That was American Survival Wholesale. Chance from American Survival Wholesale. There you go. Okay. And really coming out and saying, hey, if you live in a hurricane-prone area, we will indeed give you some advice. Folks, portion of tonight's broadcast brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. You own a business, even if it's a one or two person business and you're looking for some quality help, ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. I got to tell you, ZipRecruiter, what a great way to find the talent that you need in a very expedient fashion. ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Go to HagmanHagman.com, click on the link to ZipRecruiter. Business owners, hey, you could spend a lot of time there looking up, trying to find the right applicant. Well, you can do so much easier through ZipRecruiter.com. And our special URL is ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. All right. Joe's like, holy cow, don't do this. Dad, don't do this.
Okay. I'll let you go ahead.
All right. So, in fact, we've got
Stones.
I'm trying
to fix a Charlie horse over here.
Joe's withering. And apologize for that, but see, he didn't get the studio phone. It says studio right there. You can't see it.
See, I grabbed a phone thinking I would take your advantage away, and you came prepared.
But look, we can expose these scammers. And again, this has been approved provisionally by our vast legal team, and we're just going to give these people a call here. And now this listener received this call. And I've heard from listeners who have actually hired or gone to attorney, I shouldn't say hired, but gone to attorneys, spent the time to say, hey, I got this phone call. They're saying that I owe X amount of dollars. They're going to take me to small claims court, or there's a warrant off my arrest. I've heard from our listeners, some people who have said that they've fallen for this, and the numbers, statistically, the numbers are incredible. How many people actually get scammed by these people who say they're from the United States Treasury Department. So let's see. Hopefully we got a good number this time. As you know, last night, okay, I don't do this ahead of time, so we're gonna give this a try and do the old fashioned way. All right, let's see what we can do here. The phone number that they called from is 424-738-0673. All right, let's see if we can get
this. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
You know, the United States Treasury must really be having a problem paying their phone bill. All right. That was another big letdown. See, I don't do this. I don't do this beforehand, so. One of these days we'll get a good number. So folks, if you happen to get a phone call from the IRS, get the person's name or a badge number, go ahead and pretend you're interested or you're concerned, get a good callback number, send it to us, studio@hagmanandhagman.com. We'll call these bozos on air and we'll just ask, hey, I just want to make sure we're talking to the United States Treasury. And then we will follow up with a complaint directly to the Attorney General. And hopefully we can stop some of these scammers. In fact, there was a group that was arrested in near Philadelphia here recently that were engaged in this kind of activity. So we do take care, look out for our listeners, and if you're one of them that received a call like that, or do in the next couple of days, because this is going crazy, let's expose these people for who they are and what they are. And Joe, with your permission, I just have a couple of things to say before kind of sure. Set the tenor of the program. I don't know how many people watched after the fact Ben Carson last night.
Yeah, I did see this. I read about it, and I read not only pro Ben Carson articles about the comments he made in his speech yesterday, and I read the MSNBC article.
There you go. That's right.
And you know, the other side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Ben Carson exposed or talked about the role model of Hillary Clinton, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, you know,
he points out.
I'm going to see if I can get the exact words transcripts. Let's see here. No, that's not it.
Here, let me see if I
see if we can get the exact transcript. If you, in case you didn't hear it, Ben Carson talks about Lucifer, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump in RNC speech.
And Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, it was 7 minutes and 49 seconds, I believe, and that includes the applause. It was very brief, but what Dr. Ben Carson...
InfoWars has the transcript.
Oh, it does?
Up there, yeah.
Okay. All right.
The article is titled, Ben Carson, Hillary's mentor supported Lucifer, conservative neosurgeon, accuses Clinton of satanic ties.
Right.
And it goes on to state, Hillary Clinton's hero is a man who dedicated a book to Lucifer, Dr. Ben Carson said in a scathing criticism Tuesday night at the RNC in Cleveland.
Right. Go ahead. I mean, you can because this is important. I truly believe that what he said is important, and people are starting to take notice. Many people in the media are starting to take notice now the connection between the satanic, and I believe this is so critical for people to really grasp and to really, I mean, consider the implications. Go ahead. I didn't want to talk over you there.
This is an excerpt from Carson's speech. One of the things that I've learned about Hillary Clinton is that one of her heroes, her mentors, was Saul Alinsky.
Well, welcome to the party, Dr. Carson.
And her senior thesis was about Saul Alinsky.
That's right.
This was someone that she greatly admired and that affected all of her philosophies subsequently. Now, interestingly enough, let me tell you about Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals.
And we do have that. Thanks to Maria Canise, we do have that book in our library, Rules for Radicals. I would suggest people read it if they can get it at their library. Read it to know the enemy's plans. But go ahead.
He goes on to say, Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky's book, on a dedication page, it acknowledges Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom.
Mm.
Carson goes on to say, now, think about that. This is a nation where our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, talks about certain inalienable rights that come from our Creator. This is a nation where our Pledge of Allegiance says that we are one nation under God, where every coin in our pocket and every bill in our wallet says, in God we trust. So are we willing to elect someone as president who has their role model, somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that. The secular progressive agenda is antithetical to the principles of the founding of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we continue to allow them to take God out of our lives, God will remove himself from us. We will not be blessed, and our nation will go down the tubes, and we will be responsible for that. We do not want that to happen.
Okay, now stop right there. The fact that now people, many people perhaps who watch only Fox News and who don't go on the internet or who unless they're, you know, playing words with friends via Facebook, or even the generation that's a bump older than me. Yeah, there is some. Okay. Maybe now hearing this from the respected Ben Carson, advancing that into the mainstream narrative, I believe Dr. Ben Carson has done a great service. Now, Saul Alinsky. Who is Saul Alinsky? He is, as Joe said, and as Dr. Carson mentioned, the mentor of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And as a matter of fact, he invented Saul Alinsky, born in 1909, dead, I think, in 92 or something. It doesn't matter. Saul Alinsky was the first community organizer. He identified a very specific set of rules that people could follow, that the everyday man could follow, and tactics that the ordinary citizen could employ as a means of gaining public power, no matter the method. All right, that's important to understand. So he was the ultimate radical in his day, and basically a moron magnet. Okay, I mean, he attracted morons like Hillary, Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton, and Bill, you know, a slick Willie Clinton, and of course Barack, Barry Satoru, Obama. These are the kind of people that look up to Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky is closely related to Cloward and Piven, Francis Fox Piven and Cloward, both professors, university people, and the Industrial Areas Foundation. But Alinsky was a communist Marxist unapologetically, and he set out to change the United States from within using policies, procedures, methods, and manners that would steamroll our society. We're seeing today the effects of Saul Alinsky's teachings. We're seeing today the effects of people like Obama and Hillary and Bill Clinton embracing the Alinsky ideology. You know, it's interesting when you do a search on the internet about Saul Alinsky, now that Ben Carson has made him mainstream, you will see a lot of articles, a lot of reports that elevate Alinsky and diminish his communist Marxist ties. This is as much of a story as Dr. Carson's initial expose. Many people, everyone who listens to our program should be familiar with Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, Clark Piven strategy. If you're not, go back and listen to some of the programs, or simply search go ahead and do a search, or better yet, go to the library and read about that, or Amazon and download Kindles or order books about the approaches of these radicals. Now, these are Luciferians. When we talk about the Luciferian elite, I get emails, Joe, you get emails, say, well, who are the Luciferian elite? You know, everyone looks at Soros. Well, yeah, okay, fine. But who were the mentors that started all this? Saul Alinsky, a huge influence, as much even as Margaret Sanger. What Margaret Sanger was, and this is in my view, what Margaret Sanger was to the abortion movement, Saul Alinsky it was to the communist Marxist community organizing takeover by force revolution movement that we're seeing today. That's what kind of influence that he has had. And many people, for example, feel that Alinsky was ahead of his time, and hence the reference to being a progressive. I suppose we can get into an entire the iteration of the word progressive and the label progressive. We don't need to do that. But it's important by Ben Carson coming out and saying, look, here's a guy that dedicated this book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. And I don't think Carson was strong enough when he said this. If there was any fault about this, I don't think it was strong enough. Dedicating Rules for Radicals to Lucifer by this Saul Alinsky creep, who is the the mentor of Hillary Rodham, Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton, and Slick Willie and Barry Satoro. This is important for us to really take a look at how, and I guess the takeaway from this, three takeaways. The first, the most obvious, of course, who in their right mind would want Hillary Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton, in the White House ever again? That's number one. And along with that, maybe 1A, B, and C would be, to those conservatives or Republicans, if that's what you want to call yourselves, or Republican conservatives or conservative Republicans or whatever, who say, well, I don't like Trump because, well, he's not strong enough on abortion. He's not strong enough on same-sex marriage. Okay, right, I get that. But to base that decision to allow Hillary the witch into the Oval Office, to me, is ridiculous. Is absolutely ridiculous. And you talk about subjugating yourself to the Republican establishment, to the, to everything that's wrong with politics today. That's it right there. And to those people say, you know what? We don't have anyone that's really Christian, at least in my view of Christian, so I'm going to sit this election out. I'm going to tell you something. If we do that, now Donald Trump is not the answer, but sitting out an election is certainly not the answer either. And yes, Donald Trump, yes, I am afraid that many people, too many people, as a matter of fact, will put their faith too much in Donald Trump. Because change is not going to come, as I've often said, it's not going to come from the top down. It's going to come from men's hearts. It's going to come from the bottom up. The hearts of men and women. It's what's in there that's going to, where change is going to come from. And don't you forget it. If you are looking at your neighbor, your friend, your brother-in-law, your sister, whatever it might be, to make the changes necessary for this country to survive, you are looking at the wrong place, because you better start looking in the mirror. And if you don't look in the mirror and say, what can I do? What influence do I have in my sphere of influence? What can I possibly do to advance the Christian values of America? Even if it means me perhaps losing my job or not going on that vacation or losing money, making a stand, saying homosexuality is wrong, then you're looking in the wrong place. Don't look at Donald Trump to make these changes. You look in the mirror. And you come to grips with it yourself. And I guarantee you 98% of our audience, of our listening audience and viewing audience, have done that. The vast majority of our listeners, I believe, are those kind of people who looked in the mirror and said, you know, if we want change, and if we want to leave change to our children, it's going to have to come from me. And I can't let anyone else, I can't depend on anyone else to do it. I guarantee you. That's the majority of our audience. But Saul Alinsky, the reference there, to me, represents a very, very good advancement. The second takeaway from this is, aside from the political aspect of this, is the acknowledgement of the Luciferian globalist elite. The problem, though, I have with this, again, Ben Carson didn't go far enough, because many people, especially in the so-called conservative Republican ticket, in this uniparty political environment, this political theater, this reality show that is the Republican National Convention and soon the Democratic National Convention, that reality show is not spending enough time on our spirituality and on the fact that yes, our rights come from God, our Creator. And by the way, one better ask, which God are we referring to? Is it the God of the Bible, or is it the God of pagans? And it better be the God of the Bible. There's only one God. There's only one true God, and that's the God of the Holy Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'll tell you something, okay? It is not the same God as worshipped by the Muslims, or the Buddhists, or whatever. It's one God. And the third thing, in closing, top of the hour here, is the fact that Ben Carson and the fact that everyone there now understands that this is a spiritual battle. or at least has put that on the table. We're going to be right back, folks.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.